Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Improvements from year to year. Take Jason Campbell, just 20 years ago in 2004, when him and his offensive coordinator, Al Borges, just kind of reignited his career, helped Auburn go lead to a 13-0 season, won the SEC, won the Sugar Bowl. Just a drastic improvement, which leads me to the next one. How much improvement can we see, expect to see, from Peyton Thorne heading into 2024? I'm your host, Dave Shoemate from Mach 10 Sports, here on the SEC Unfiltered platform. Again, all SEC things, 24/7, 365. Go like, subscribe, hit the notification bell for all things SEC. But specifically to Peyton Thorne, quarterback play was not great at times for Peyton Thorne last year. He had four games where he threw for under 100 yards passing. That should not be happening at this level, especially at a school like Auburn. Thought Auburn in general underachieved some. 6-7 first year. I know some people make, well, Nick Saban went 7-6 his first year at Alabama. This felt a little different, though. Sometimes felt like Auburn wasn't prepared, didn't really know what they wanted to be doing at times. With that schedule they had last year, Auburn and Hugh Freeze should not have had a losing record. Let's just put it that way. I think even your objective Auburn fans would admit, last year with that schedule, let me say it again for the people in the back, Auburn and Hugh Freeze should not have had a losing record. Realistically, probably should have went 7-5, 8-4. And I know some people are like, well, we were a 4th-and-31 away, a couple of plays against Georgia here and there from winning that game. Sure, but again, you are what your record says you are from that standpoint. But why should we expect improvement from Peyton Thorne in his second year on the Plains? First, the support cast could not be any worse than last year. I mean, I think Peyton Thorne was, I was looking at it yesterday, second highest drop rate in the SEC last year. Just had so many drops. Not a lot of big-time playmakers on the edge. Well, that's changing. They're bringing in true freshman Cam Coleman, who's already there in the spring. It's already been flashing. Perry Thompson's also going to be on the way, adding Georgia State transfer Robert Lewis. And then also a guy I liked, this will be a second-year sophomore, Camden Brown, should be taking that next step. Big body guy, like him in the red zone, vertical threat. Then Caleb Burton as well. And in the offensive line, had some struggles last year. Were probably part of the reason why Peyton Thorne never really looked that comfortable or could get comfortable. But they'll have another season under their belt. Second-year offensive line coach Jake Thornton. Guys like Dylan Wade potentially moving on the inside. Then they have true freshman, All-American center, Connor Liu, I think is going to be a big-time prospect. He's back. They got to surround some stuff around him. They got some transfers coming in. Percy Lewis from Mississippi State and from the JUCO ranks. Offensive line should be improved. I mean, it can't be much worse, but it should be improved. But overall, the support cast should be improved. They have a dude now on the outside with Cam Coleman, also throwing Perry Thompson. Like I said, Robert Lewis could kind of find that role in the night. I like Camden Brown, the St. Thomas Aquinas kid. I remember him out of high school. I loved his film. I think he could have a big year at Auburn. So I think the support cast overall, I mean, you're talking running backs. Darquez Hunter and them. But I think the support cast will be much improved. It wasn't all on Peyton Thorne last year. Remember, I said the second highest drop rate in the SEC last year. So he wasn't getting a lot of help. Overall on offense, there really wasn't a lot to hang your hat on. That can only improve this year. So that's first thing first. Another reason that a lot of people don't know or understand, Hugh Freeze will be in complete control of the offense in 2024. Phillip Montgomery's, this was whether people want to believe it or not, from me talking to people in that building, Phillip Montgomery's offense, it was all Phillip Montgomery's offense in his terminology last year, sprinkled in with a little Hugh Freeze. Now, some may say, hey, it wasn't Hugh Freeze, don't blame him. I mean, you heard him a little bit after some games, felt like Hugh Freeze wasn't really willing to take some of that responsibility. When they played well offensively, he kind of said he was involved in the game plan that week. Vice versa, when they struggled offensively, he kind of, was a little bit more in recruiting. I mean, remember after the Music City Bowl against Maryland, said, hey, I was more focused on recruiting than I was game planning for the bowl game. Now, some of that's Hugh Freeze's fault. You're the head coach. Everything falls back on you. But I think he's got full autonomy now. Again, he gave himself full autonomy. He wants to call the plays, and I think that's great. When Hugh Freeze is calling plays, even going back to his Arkansas State days, obviously Ole Miss and Liberty as well, that's when he is at his best. That is when Hugh Freeze is at his best because he's a really good play caller. He can find holes within defensive system. I mean, he gave Nick Saban fits at times. He gave Nick Saban fits at times. So I think people don't really realize how much control Montgomery had last year. Now, again, some of that's Hugh Freeze's fault. But from what I hear, overall system, this is Hugh Freeze's system. And quote, people, hey, we should be 10 times better on offense next year. So I think Auburn's going to have an improvement. Again, it can't be any worse. So it can only go up. But Hugh Freeze is in full control. He's heading the wheel on offense this year. That's crazy to sound because people probably won't even believe me, but that's true. This is Hugh Freeze's offense this year from what I've been told by multiple people. Last year in his first year, I think he probably gave a little bit too much autonomy to Phillip Montgomery. That's changed. Hugh Freeze usually has success. Then throw in another reason. Thorne wasn't there last year in spring in 2023. And again, it wasn't The same system he's going to be in this year, fully Hugh Freeze. But he wasn't there in the spring in 2023. Now he has a full year under his belt. And I've always heard from people there. Freeze is a great leader. They kind of similar. I've heard Jake Fromm comparisons where he's first one in the building, last one to leave. Teammates like him. Thorne will be more vocal this year. He'll be more comfortable as he is with the players. I mean, again, you're not going to come there. Most guys don't come in there with like that Kobe Bryant Mamba mentality and just getting on guys' tails immediately. So Thorne settled in, had a year there, probably feel more comfortable being the more vocal leader this year. Also, Hugh Freeze is going to be comfortable with him. But I thought this was an interesting stat. Again, this wasn't Freeze's offense last year, so it's an interesting stat, but I wanted to bring it up. From Hugh Freeze's first years at Ole Miss, Liberty, and Auburn. So let me say that again. In his first years as the head coach at Ole Miss, Liberty, and Auburn, this is how many times he threw the football. At Ole Miss, 368, Liberty, 452, Auburn, only 238. So it'd be interesting to kind of be a fly on the wall, listening to those Philip Montgomery, Hugh Freeze conversations last year. Hey, while we're not stretching the field, do we not trust Peyton? Do we not trust the offensive line of protection? Our receivers not running the right routes? It's just a whole combination. Pass pro from the running backs. So that's interesting there. But I will say this. When they got Peyton Thorne comfortable in the run game, that's when he was at his best. To my point here, Auburn, and I think Peyton Thorne would benefit getting the RPO going, the run-pass option game going, and making the defense add more numbers in the box, which would then open up more explosive plays downfield. Auburn has to be more explosive this year.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
In today's college football, you're not just going to go drive up and down on the field on team. I mean, the last team I can really remember that would do that to people, outside of maybe Kansas State, but in the SEC, was probably the 2020 Texas A&M team, with Kellen Mond, the COVID year. They would have like average 10, 11 play drives. They were first in the country in third down conversion, but they'd always be in third and three, third and four, third and two, short and manageable situations. You can't really do that anymore. You have to be explosive. The game is won by the defenses in the red zone, turnovers, and offensively, you got to score from far. Again, Alabama struggled to go drive on people last year, but they would convert big third down and long situations and explosive plays. So Auburn's going to have to be more explosive this year. And Thorne, again, he's getting more comfortable in the spring. He's not going to be he's not a turnover prone guy, but I bet Hugh Freeze would trade some interceptions for some more explosive plays and scores from far, if we're being honest. I bet if you really asked him, he would. Also, Freeze was so back and forth on the quarterback position until about the midway, him and Philip Montgomery, that again, Peyton Thorne is very comfortable knowing this is his job, knowing this is going to be his job. I know Holden Garner, and you got the Hank Brown kid who played some in the Music City Bowl. But again, I think this is Peyton Thorne's job. So he's going to be more comfortable heading into that, into this being a year on campus on Auburn. I think that'll be massive. Then year two has been very kind to transfer quarterbacks in their system. Big jumps for Bo Nix at Oregon in year two. Talking about last year, Heisman finalist. Michael Penix played in the national championship, Heisman finalist. Jane Daniels, second year in the program at LSU, won the Heisman. So things start to trend well. Second year in the system, people get comfortable around the building, campus, around your teammates. Just more settled in as a person. You're comfortable. You're not comfortable in a bad way. You don't want to be too comfortable, but you know the system. You know the ins and outs. You know the bullets are going to be flying at you on a day-to-day basis. But those are just kind of the main points I'm talking about here. I mean, the support cast can't be worse. I think the receivers are going to be better. I don't think he's going to have the second highest drop rate in the SEC last year. The offensive line should be improved. Second year coach Jake Thornton over there, Connor Liu, I'm fired up about it. The center position, running backs, we know about Jarquez Hunter, so they'll be fine. I think Hugh Freeze, this is it's going to be fully Hugh Freeze calling it. This is Hugh Freeze's offense this year, from what I've been told. Expect a turnaround. People in that building in Auburn are expecting him to be pretty good on offense this year because Hugh Freeze is taking over. It's no longer Phillip Montgomery's offense. And then second year in the program for Peyton Thorne, been there a year. And then, like I mentioned, second year quarterbacks are having more success from the portal. Those guys that transfer, like Bo Nix, transferring to Oregon from Auburn his first year, had some struggles. Michael Penix, transferring from Indiana first year, not struggles, but got a lot better his second year at Washington, Heisman finals. Jane Daniels, you could tell, wanted to run a lot his first year, got real settled in the pocket last year, was bombs over Baghdad, him and Malik Nabers. He got comfortable his second year, ended up winning the Heisman with Mike Dimbrock, I should say, sorry. So that's a good trend as well if you're an Auburn fan. Now, finally, I've been outspoken about this. I think there is a ceiling for Peyton Thorne. While I think there'll be improvement, mainly because I think it's going to be Hugh Freeze's system here. They're just not going to try to get people not set, not aligned, and just trying to trick them and dick them down the field a little bit, for lack of a better term. I think it's what Phil Montgomery's system was a little bit like. They were just trying to hope, hey, go hurry, let's get people misaligned, and that's how we're going to beat them. Hugh Freeze actually has a good system. He's at his best when he's calling plays again. But I do think Peyton Thorne, there's an automatic ceiling on your season with him. 8, maybe 9 wins. Again, not Thorne's fault, but he is what he is at this point. He's a fifth-year guy. I think the physical developmental process is a little over for him, but mentally, from a preparation, which he's already fine at, getting comfortable, Hugh Freeze playing to his player strengths, I think it's going to be there. But again, his physical development going in for a fifth-year guy is what it is at this point. But again, him getting comfortable with Freeze's system, the support cast improving, him knowing it's his job going through the spring and summer, you should expect to see improvements from Peyton Thorne and the Auburn offense. But I appreciate you guys joining us on this segment here at the SEC Unfiltered platform. Like I mentioned at the beginning, go like, subscribe, hit us for some reviews, hit the notification bell. You don't want to miss any of this content. We got March Madness stuff going on. We still got Alabama, Tennessee still alive. College baseball heading into the third weekend of conference play. Spring football well underway. We have content coming at you, flying at you all the time, guys. Again, I appreciate you joining us on this segment of Mach 10 Sports. SEC Unfiltered. I am your host from Mach 10 Sports, Dave Schumann. You have a fantastic day.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.